Good afternoon, honorable judges, ladies and gentlemen. I have to admit that when I first saw the title of the speech, I was at a loss as to how to begin. The meaning of Beijing speed for the 2008 Olympic Games. This is certainly too big a topic to be covered in 5 minutes. Then I remembered a bid I myself took several months ago. At that time, I was bidding against 18 other candidates to be the chairperson of a debate contest held in my university. It was a challenge, but could also be a good opportunity to better myself in many ways, I thought. So I set high standards for myself to follow. I had a thorough analysis of the advantages and disadvantages of myself and the other candidates. I decided on a good strategy to bring out my own strengths. I made full preparations. I presented myself to the best of my ability, giving full play to my strong points. And eventually, I won the bid, and I did turn out a better self. In a sense, I think the same is true of Beijing speed. The bidding itself is also a process of self-appraisal and self-improvement. To ensure the success of the bid, Beijing has to be very clear about its own strong points and weak points as compared to the other four candidate cities. To my knowledge, much of the world is quite familiar with the Western culture, embodied by Paris or Toronto, two formidable rivals of Beijing. Now, it is time for us to explore the beauty and richness of our Chinese culture and proudly present it to the world. It is time for us to rekindle the magnificence of the Forbidden City, to revive the vigor of the Dancing Dragons, and reaffirm our love for the 5,000-year-old civilization flowing behind them. Fortunately, Beijing has grasped the meaning of the Olympic bid. From an international airliner of Air China, an attractive pair of eyes of a Beijing opera actress are overlooking the vast ground beneath them, and a Beijing speeding emblem, an abstract figure playing Tai Chi, speaks the loudest of all. For Beijing to proclaim to the world its determination to host the 2008 World Sports Gala means the beginning of a new era in its development. Mr. Liu Jingming, Vice Executive Chairman of Beijing Speed Committee, once said, "Beijing has less advantage in sports and facilities, but this also gives us boundless potential for development." Herein, I think, lies part of the meaning of the bid. New Beijing, Great Olympics. This is not only a slogan that fires the imagination of the people, but also a battle cry that rallies the whole Chinese nation. Beijing has already made great strides, both in its sports facilities and in the municipal infrastructure in general. Green Olympics, together with high-tech Olympics and the People's Olympics, has become a catchword. With these high standards Beijing sets for itself, by the year 2008, our capital city will take on a fresh new look, and our high-tech and green Beijing will be ready to welcome sportsmen and visitors from all over the world. The bidding for the 2008 Olympic Games is a great chance for Beijing, a chance to promote its popularity both as an ancient oriental capital and a modern metropolis, and to develop itself into a more beautiful and more environment-friendly to inhabit and work in. The bidding is also a great chance for China, a chance to share with the rest of the world its splendid culture, to learn from the other countries the cream of their civilizations, and to further integrate itself into the world community. Beijing 2008, the meaning of the bid is symbolized by its bidding emblem, harmony, vitality, mobility, unity, cooperation, exchange, and development. Thank you.
Petition number 21, thank you very much indeed for that. I'm sorry to take you back from controlling the world to just bidding for the Olympics. And you painted a wonderful picture of how life would be in Beijing when the Olympic bid is successful and so on. But I wonder if you can think of any disadvantages that there might be to putting so much energy into achieving success in the Olympic bid. Are there any downsides?
Thank you. I believe that in everything, there are always advantages and disadvantages. So in this bid, there will also be disadvantages. But I think, generally speaking, since we are contributing a lot to support Beijing's bid, we are making great efforts to ensure that Beijing can win the bid. So this means that the people throughout China know that the advantages of this bid outweigh the disadvantages of this bid. So that's why we are paying so much attention to this bid, and that's why we are having such high expectations about this bid. And I believe that if Beijing can win this bid, it will be a great opportunity for people throughout the world to have a better understanding of our Chinese culture, of our Chinese people, and also it will be a good opportunity to call the people throughout the world to pay much attention to world friendship and unity. Concerning the disadvantage, if you really want to say that there is a disadvantage, I believe the disadvantage is that Beijing is too enthusiastic about this Olympic bid. It is going all out for this Olympic bid. But you have to understand that this is the way that our Chinese people used to do things. We are very diligent. We are fully devoted to everything we do. And that is our inborn characteristics. So I believe that in this sense, the advantages can outweigh these advantages. And I believe that by making full use of these advantages to make up for all the disadvantages, we will ensure that Beijing can win this bid. And I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, contestant number 21. I'm going to give you back your power. You're now, again, the Secretary General.
Thank you.
Power is fleeting, as we know. And I want to focus a little bit more on your idea of having representatives from various countries get together, not VIPs, but ordinary folks. Because you had mentioned that it's important for such a meeting to take place in order to have an exchange of ideas and ask questions and hopefully deal with some misunderstandings that may be out there. So my question deals with what you consider to be a misunderstanding that a lot of people outside of China have about Chinese people. What would you consider to be perhaps the most misunderstood thing about Chinese culture, Chinese people, either one?
Thank you. This is a very good question. I believe that a lot of people from the outside world used to think that China is quite a backward country. In China, all people walk very straight on the street. They seldom smile. And they always wear wear clothes of very dark color. And they seldom laugh at each other. They seldom show their dynamic and energetic side. But actually, Chinese people, I believe that after our foreign guests have come to China, you have seen that China is not like this. China is a very dynamic country, and everyone in China is having high spirit in plunging into our economic development, in carrying out social reforms, etc., and especially in supporting Beijing for this 2008 Olympic bid. And also, people throughout China are very optimistic about the future, about the further progresses that we can make in the future. Besides all the dramatic progresses that we have made in past decades, I believe that by this bid, by exerting our enthusiasm to communicate with people throughout the world, to give more people the chance to come to China, and to give more Chinese people the chance to go outside world to communicate with each other, this kind of misunderstanding about the pessimistic attitude of Chinese people will be eliminated very soon. Thank you.
Thank you.